Welcome to Connections with BCD Travel, an ongoing conversation about the modern-day travel program, the impact of technology, and how travel buyers can take control and drive change. What are we waiting for? Let's start connecting.
Hello. Welcome back to Connections, everyone. I'm Miriam Moskovich, VP of Research and Intelligence at BCD Travel.
And I'm Chad Lemon. I work in digital strategy and advancement at BCD. We love connecting with you, so head to bcdtravel.com/podcast to drop us some feedback. Let us know what you like and what you don't like.
On this episode of Connections, we're celebrating Earth Day by having a discussion about sustainable solutions for travel programs with one of our BCD marketplace partners, Good Carbon.
You know, I love a good theme and a celebration, so I'm eager to connect with Good Carbon's Jerome Cochet, co-founder and CEO at Good Carbon. So I say we jump right in. Jerome, thanks for connecting with us here on the podcast. First, can you just briefly tell us what Good Carbon is and what the brand hopes to achieve with your clients?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. First of all, it's a pleasure to be on that podcast. So we have founded Good Carbon a couple of years ago to protect and to restore nature. And we do this for a simple reason, because we cannot solve the climate crisis without solving the nature crisis. So we do not only have a problem in climate, but we also have a massive biodiversity crisis. So we want to shift the focus of the global capital to restore and protect our ecosystems. We are offering today a marketplace, a platform which provides companies like Deutsche Telekom, Bertelsmann or Melitta access to highest quality carbon removal credits from nature-based solutions. And we thus help those companies to achieve their net zero and nature positive targets by compensating any unavoidable emissions. And we are excited about the partnership with BCD to extend that offer to other clients also in the BCD universe.
And Jerome, do you have an ideal client? Like, what does their travel program look like? Are they regional? Are they global? Are they only in specific areas?
So generally, we only work with good projects on one end of the market and good companies on the other. And that means for good companies that we work with companies which have set credible, typically science-backed targets for their emission reduction programs. And that also means that for travel-related emissions, that companies are trying to reduce emissions before they compensate them. That means companies are trying to, you know, nudge behavior towards eco-friendly transportation models, that they nudge behavior towards choosing green hotels, that they nudge behavior towards booking less business trips.
In your first answer, you used the phrase restore nature. And while I'd like to think that everyone could agree on that, why is that important, especially in business travel?
Well, restoring nature is crucially important. And I said that in the beginning, we cannot solve the climate crisis without solving the nature crisis. Nature is today a massive carbon sink, but it is also a massive source of CO2 emissions. So if you would count the global deforestation as a country, it would rank third after the US and China. Reversely, nature is a fantastic source to store carbon and to remove carbon from the atmosphere. Up to 20% or 10 billion tons of CO2 can be stored by nature. And it is the only source of carbon sequestration which can also restore and protect biodiversity. And if those projects are implemented properly, they can also come with a social benefit and a social aspect.
I love Good Carbon's mission, but for all of our listeners, can you educate us more on science-based targets? What do companies need to think about now?
Yeah, so science-based targets is a way to put things into the right order. So a couple of years back, companies were using offsets, carbon offsets, to essentially avoid doing their homework, right? And since science-based targets have emerged, we now have a clear methodology with which companies can really demonstrate that they mean their climate, that they essentially mean this seriously in first reducing their emissions, setting, first of all, credible targets which are science-backed, right? then reducing the emissions, and as a last step, to remove any unavoidable emissions. And today we have more than 7,000 companies who have subscribed to SBTI. We have more than 3,000 companies which have also committed to become net zero under the SBTI methodology. And this foresees that companies need to reduce their emissions by 90% before they can really neutralize the remaining bit through carbon removal certificates.
I'll just add that as a participant in this market, I think that we're at a stage where finally we can, you know, like you said, make sense of some of these goals and these targets. Whereas there was a lot of talking over the last several years about what this means, and now there's some framework in place where we have a common vocabulary, a common language, a common way to think and talk to each other about these types of goals.
Jerome, I want to dig into the need for individual companies being responsible for this large global issue. Why should they make the investments, and how can Good Carbon help them with those investments?
Well, I guess there is obviously a responsibility which we all have to take, which companies have to take. And as I said earlier, companies have made pledges to become net zero, representing almost 90% of the global GDP. So there's a massive support towards moving in this direction. But to achieve those net zero and climate neutral objectives, companies will need to neutralize unavoidable emissions. This is becoming more and more clear. I think travel-related emissions is a perfect example. Business travel is required. We need to step into the plane to visit our partners, friends, and so on and so forth. And companies will need to find a way to essentially compensate for those emissions. And moving into high-quality removal credits is a way for companies to do this in a very credible manner, and to also do this very in an affordable manner, right, compared to alternatives. So if you look at alternatives from technical removal, we're looking at costs which are 20 to 50 times higher than those carbon credits from nature-based solutions. And I think companies will also need to look into the future and make a decision for themselves whether they already want to build up forward-looking portfolios today, given that the demand for carbon credits in the removal space will outstrip supply by a factor of 50 in a couple of years' time already, if you look at different studies, which means that prices are increasing by a factor of 10, resulting in really volume and also price risk for companies. So companies will need to, are well advised, I would say, to move now to really tackle and mitigate those price and volume risks in their P&L.
Tell me more about high-quality nature-based products, like what you just said. What does that mean? Any examples?
Absolutely. And that's really at the heart of Good Carbon. So we provide good projects to good companies. And we have started Good Carbon to really raise the bar in terms of quality. And quality for us means that projects in the space of nature-based solutions always come with a triple impact. They sequester CO2, they restore and protect biodiversity, and they also present benefits for local communities. So what we do at Good Carbon, we screen projects and we translate nature into data. We assess projects along 150 criteria structured into the impact, the risk mitigation which is applied for those projects, and also the integrity, how those projects are run locally, really on the ground. And we do not only assess project once, but also on a continuous basis, giving companies really the ability to track the evolution of those projects, providing the confidence that the investment decisions of the past are still providing a return.
So I feel now is a good time to address the elephant in the room, and that's greenwashing, right? I mean, there's been so much press we've been reading about, you know, greenwashing is happening all over, and it's not really making the type of impact that we keep talking about. So can you address that topic?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So greenwashing is still present. I think that's very clear. Probably less so than in the past, but it is still the case. And I guess what is also true, and that's the good news, that there are clear guardrails which really protect companies against greenwashing allegations. And those three ingredients which companies need are first, science-based targets. Second, that companies reduce first before they compensate. And when they compensate, that they compensate only through highest quality projects, right? So setting science-based targets for the short term, but also for the long term. And that, by the way, encompasses also business travel emissions. Second, trying to reduce and to deliver on those targets by reducing the emissions by taking appropriate measures along all scope categories. And only the unavoidable emissions should be compensated through appropriate projects, which, as we talked about, come with a triple impact, which is carbon sequestration, which is biodiversity and restoration and protection, and also a social impact. And we believe that this is a very, that these ingredients are the ones which protect companies against greenwashing allegations in a strong way, because they are, we believe, this is the right way to act for companies.
Okay, Jerome, last question. What's the one thing you want travel managers listening to this podcast episode to know about responsible, sustainable practices?
That's a good question. Number one, that the mechanism of compensating any unavoidable emissions is part of the solution, if done properly, right? And the second one is that not all tons of CO2 removed are equal. Companies really need to get more nuanced about their practices and have to take a deep look at what kind of projects they're supporting. Ideally, projects which are providing this triple impact I talked about, carbon sequestration, biodiversity, and also social impact.
Well, happy Earth Day to you, Miriam. How will you be celebrating this year?
Well, I live in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's springtime. So on the hour, every hour, I'm going out there to see what's blossoming, what's peeking its head out. So that's how I'm celebrating Earth Day right now.
Yeah, I love that. I am a new plant dad. I've, you know, finally got my thumbs green, I think is the expression. So I'm
congrats.
Joining you. Yeah, thanks. I'm joining you in my love for new plants. So we'll see how it goes. But we want to hear how you are celebrating Earth Day. So please drop us a note at bcdtravel.com/podcast.
And until next time, thanks for connecting with us.
Thank you for connecting with us. BCD Travel helps companies travel smart and achieve more. We drive program adoption, cost savings, and talent retention through digital experiences that simplify business travel. Learn more about the topics you heard on this episode by visiting bcdtravel.com/podcast.